I think.
Very normal footage to create, but takes the studio to a different level. Listen carefully. What came out of this Gemara, I want to take the whole sugya to another level completely, a different level. Go much deeper. The Gemara was Mechadish. Yeah, somebody that's also by Noah. It's not yours. But Gabi Tuna Kudas. Let's repeat ourselves and we're going to go much deeper now. One is, Yivalt, it's also about, no, you can't make bittel on it. That's why you can't do bittel on Yantuf, because it's also about, no, it's Eirish Alay, and the Bershusa, we'll call it. And second of all, another interesting stuff was that because Chomis is also about, no, it's Eirish Bershusa, that's him, you should never be ever by Rabbi Motzei. Because now he was, it's not Lecho. Ad Kedei Kach, you have to come on to this newfangled Chiddush of Asar HaKosov Kedei Bershusa. So that means, I just said two things. I said one is, Israel, no, it's called Eirish Bershusa. And second of all, that Israel Nazir Bashusa has two huge nafkumin halacha. One is he can't make middle. And number two is the Ezek should be everybody on Mosul. So I want to ask a shocking kasha, which takes everything we said this week to a different level completely. I asked you to see today a Taizen Kedushin Dafavav, and this will be the hashlam of the whole picture that we said. Taizen Kedushin Dafavav is a very interesting question. Remember, there says that you're a kasha lady with. Orla, which is also about no, she's not Mekudeshes. Listen carefully to what I'm saying now, every prat. In fact, Taiz over there, why? It's not worth a pruta? It's worth a pruta. Why is it worth a pruta? Because we pass him halacha later on in Pesachim that you can't have hanah from something which is also about no, that's only kederach hanah also, the normal way. If you do it shaloi kederach hanah also, not the normal way of having hanah, so then it's mutter. Taisi asks a very, very interesting question. I want to talk slowly because it's negated to mamash the heart of everything we said the last week. And it's a big yisayid in Shas. Taisi says, a guy's in Kaddish with all the days of a Kudesh. But by the way, that's what Agamon said. Chiti Kudanai, it's right. Now I'm Kudesh. In fact, Taisi, why not? It has value. What's value that it has? People will buy it. A lot of people will buy it. It has a price value. It has a market value because you could use it for Shalaki Derechano. The Derechano, the regular way now. But Shalaki Derechano, the more over there. More later on, Pesachim says, you'll take the Arla and you use it to make paint. Okay, the Arla was food. Use it to make dye. Use it, not the normal way of Hanah. The usual way of Hanah would be to sell it, or to eat it, or to consume it. And you use it for a weird Zach, Shalei Kederach Hanah. Then it's what to do it. It's there only Asif Kederach Hanah. Fact is, the Zach has a value. Every Tais is two Terutzim. Tais says, you're right. You really can be Mekadosh, a lady with Arla. So why is the standard then that you can't be Mekadosh? I the Zach is worth a pruta, slowly. Says Taisa, I asked you to see today two Terutzim. What are the two Terutzim? Test number one is that in order to get a pleasure of Shalei Kederach Hanah that's worth a pruta, you have to have a lot of Orla. Because the normal Hanah is worth money. The Shalei Kederach, which is the unusual way, requires a lot of Orla. We're talking about a case where you don't have that amount of orla to produce a hanah shalei kederach of a pruta. But a lachanami, by the way, Taisis in the first era held that if I would have enough orla over here that it's worth a pruta shalei kederach hanah, a lachanami can be kash a lady. Taisis second era is similar. Taisis says that when you're kash a lady, the lady has das to get something that's worth kederach hanah. She doesn't have das to go be mekadesh or something which is going to have to be a weird usage. But again, so Taisis is too technical baal batash of the roots, right? It means fundamentally, I want them to hear the bombs going off over here. Taisi Kedushin says fundamentally that even something which is asur b'hanah has value. I can be Mekadosh a lady, I'll say it bluntly. Taisi Kedushin that from Hosea says I can Mekadosh a lady with Isurei Hanah. It's worth a pruta. Why is it worth a pruta? Because there are things I can do with it. And if I find a scenario where I have something which is asur b'hanah and it's worth a pruta in the Shalei Kederach, the lady's Mekudoshes. Atkan. More than that, Taisi says, and Daf Chavtasim Bebeis by Yosem Sochem, I'm explaining. There's another case where you can have Yisur and other that have value. What's that? We spoke already a number of times this month. That Yisur HaNoh, if you burn it, Efron Mutter. Once you burn it already, the Efron becomes Mutter. Why? We spoke about Yisur Nasis Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah was perpetrated, and once you do the Mitzvah, the Efron becomes Mutter. Says Taisi, and Daf Chavtasim Bebeis by Yosem, the top of the page, which I asked you to see today. A Mabel de Gazach. A guy has Yisur HaNoh. is Mekadosh the lady. She's not Mekudoshes. Why not? Because it's also Banah. Zoktay says, what do you mean it's also Banah? It has a usage. What's the usage? You'll burn it. The lady will burn it. Hey, give it to the lady. The lady will burn it. And she'll turn it into ashes. And she can use the ashes. The Eifer's Mutter. Once you burn something, the Eifer's Mutter. It's not the same object anymore. So the lady got something. The Eifer's worth a pruta. As I affect Isis. Taisa says different terutzim, but right now it's not worth a pruta on the Eifer. And Taisa says a different teretz. That it's not, we're talking about a case where it's not worth a pruta. Taisa is the kasha. That's worth a pruta. So Taisa's found, let's summarize now. Taisa's found two cases where I can have something which is also vano that I can make kasha lady with. One case is if I have something which has a usage, shalek ed erech hano, so it has financial value. A case with the Eifer's mutter, where Taisa says, oh, different terutzim. One teretz is that it's not worth anything. Other teretz is because it's not worth a pruta. Taisa v'nechav tazav v'bei says two terutzim. One teretz says it's because right now it's not worth something. That's not enough to be mekadosh lady. And the other teretz says over there, the end of teretz, the less we shall be pruta lehi Eifer. The Eifer is not going to be worth a pruta, and that answers the other kasha of why shalek ed erech hano. So teretz found two cases where guys are mekadosh lady with something which is absolutely also b'hano, where it has value. Either shalek ed erech hano, which is mutter, or you'll turn it into Eifer. And Taisa said, Achanak, you're Kasha Levi. So I have a bomb Kasha, slowly. I have a bomb Kasha. I understand. That means I have a Taisa over here in Kedushin Daf and above, and Choftes by us, which does the same thing. That I can Merkadosh a lady with Isuri Hano, and it's worth a job of Bruta, either because you can use it better. Or, I understand something, I understand example kasha. The Moses is all over Shas, and was negated to us in our Gemara, that Yisur HaNo are not yours. We'll go to the Shad of Rashi, it's Eina Shaloi, it's Eina Rishu Zahir. So I understand, how can you go to Mekadosh HaLevi? Go to a lady under the chuppah, give her Yisur HaNo, says Taisus, if the Yisur HaNo has a pruta worth of Shalei Kedarach HaNo, Mekadosh HaLevi, says Taisus, if this Yisur HaNo has a pruta worth of ashes when you'll burn it, Mekadosh HaLevi, what do you mean Mekadosh HaLevi? It's not yours. That's what I know. Eina Shaloi. I can ask the kasha in many ways. First of all, you're not giving anything to the lady because it's not yours. Second of all, besides the fact that it's not yours, how can you become make a haknot to the lady? How can you make a chalois in the thing? It's not your thing. How can you give it to the lady? It's not yours. What's going on over here? Let's get mouth to your kasha. Taisus in Kedushin, and Taisus by also Choftes is busy with, is it worth a shavu pruta? Can I squeeze a pruta's worth of money out of something which doesn't matter? So Taisus, yeah, I can squeeze a pruta's worth of money out of such a thing. How do I squeeze it out? Because albeit it's true, it doesn't have any usage. B'derech, but shalai k'derech, I can use it. Albeit it's true right now, it doesn't have usage. But if I'll burn it and I'll turn it to Eifer, it has a pruta's worth. Like a kasha, very nice. Honestly, but the Gemara says by us, that's something which is also about us, ain't a shalai. How can you give me a kasha lady? A, you're not giving her anything. B, how can you give it to her b'chal? It's not under your jurisdiction. What do we have to say? I'm just going to go, you can faint from such a kasha. And it's very interesting. Taisa over there is very busy with what? With the shavu pruta. Can I find it's worth a pruta? Not worth a pruta. Yeah, worth a pruta. Fekir, what's up the pruta? How do you make the kedushin? It's not yours, the object. What's the answer, by the way, to that? 1 second. The answer is, be great. We'll start slowly. The answer is like this. The answer is that every object is aimed for different usages. There are usages kederach, and there are usages shalei kederach. I have an object over here. I have an orla. Okay, the orla in the regular derech hanah. Let's say I have orla. I have a pre that grew on a tree. The first 3 years it's orla. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to have hanah. So the normal shimushim, the normal usages of this pre, of this apple, of this peach, what's the din? I can't put it cold, I can't eat it. It's awesome. But there is usages, which is mutter. So I'll say something very simple. Ligabi, the usages which are the classic uses of hana, about those usages are usher. Kloppy those usages, I'm not the Bible. I repeat, I have an object that has two different types of usages. One type of usage is the derech, that's awesome. And it has another type of usage, which is shalei kederach. Here, I'll take a peach, I'll take an apple, and I'll turn it into paint, and that's shalei kederach. That's not the usual usage of the tree, like the Gemara says later on. Now, the gabi, that usage I have, by us. So that we say all over that Isuri Hanar called Eina Shaloi, who called Eina Brashusik, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. And you can't do Chaloisin, that's Klapi the Yusimit. If I want to do a Chalois using the Shimush of the Derech, I'm not a Bailam on that Shimush muscle. If I wanted to go be Merkadosh the lady with the Derech Hanar the Geshimush, I can't. Because the Derech Hanar the Geshimush is Asur, so I don't have a Bailus on it. But I don't want to be Merkadosh the lady with the Derech Hanar the Geshimush. I want to be Merkadosh the lady with the Shaleika Derech. Klapi the Shaleika Derech, I have Bailus. That's a vada the pshat lamita shatara. Repeating again, the Tosin Kedushin Daf Nun Vav and Daf Chof Tes Lamed Beis was busy with is there a Shava Pruta or not? Frekich Hakasha blows up the Shava Pruta. Tosin should have been handling a much bigger issue. You don't own the apple. You don't own the orla. How could you give it to a lady? How can you kaddish a lady with it? How can you make a ma'is hakanah? The answer is I'm a bialim. That doesn't even discuss. What do you mean you're a bialim? It says over here you're not a bialim. The answer is I'm a bialim. Look at me, this usher is not. So when I'm coming to Makadosh a lady, I'm giving her a Shava Pruta. What am I giving her? What is the Shava Pruta? What am I Makadosh with? I'm giving her the usage Shalei Kederach Hanah in the apple. And that usage is worth a Pruta. On that usage, I have a bialim. The other usage of the Kederach Hanah, I'm not a bialim on. Very, 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 very unusual split. But that's a vada and a vada, the poshib shot in place in Kedushin, the poshib shot in place by Yosef Choftes, who asked the Kasha. That's by Yosef Choftes, asked the Kasha, says the Teretz. I'll answer all the questions for you. That's a fact. What I just said is alapes, otherwise, it doesn't make sense. How can you go be a Kaddish lady? You're giving her something that's not yours. It's like telling a lady, take something from the street. Teretz, it's yours. What do you mean it's yours? It's not yours. Teretz is totally what I'm making the Kedusha with. I'm making the Kedusha with the Shaleka Derech Hanoyus. I'm making the Kedusha with the Efer. That, the Gabi, that I'm a Bailam. What am I not a Bailam? Now you'll tell me, before I get to your question, you'll tell me that, hey, wait a minute. I'm a Bailam, you're not a Bailam. Pick up your mind. If you tell me there's something which is also Behanoz, my key on my Bailus, the answer is, it's totally. The Klapi, the usages of the object of Kederach Hanah, you're talking about the Bible, because the Kederach Hanah, the usages are also on you. And clapping that, you don't have a Bibles. Clapping the Shaloi Kederach Hanah, the usages, I have a Bibles, because I have it. And therefore, if I want to go be Makadosh a lady with the Shaloi Kederach Hanah, the usages, and I'm repeating again, like a parrot, repeating again. Tosis didn't even deal with that. Tosis wasn't busy with that even. Tosis was just busy with, can I squeeze a Pruta out of it? I need a Pruta, I need a Kesef. That's what he's busy with. Yeah, no, maybe. When? How? But I'm busy with something else. What do you mean, Pruta? Yeah, Pruta, not Pruta. It's worth a Pruta. It's not worth a Pruta. This amount of oil is worth. This amount of oil is not worth. Laws up. How can you make a conclusion? The apple's not yours. The answer is, you're right. It depends legabi what. Legabi the Kederach Hanah Dikazach. I don't have a bailus on attacker because the Kederach Hanah Dikazach is fucking a bailus. Klapi Shalai Kederach. It's Mefurshat Tais, by the way. Mefurshat Tais is in conclusion. It's Mefurshat Tais by Asan Choftes. That we made a big mistake. You have a bailus in the Zach. Earthquake, rash, atom bomb. You do have a bailus in something which is Shalai Kederach Hanah. In something which is Asab Hanah. Legabi the Shalai Kederach Hanah. Oh. If that's true. So it's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, nothing less. Our whole sugya collapsed. If that's true. So it's Mamish Tisha B'Av. So you guys think of Tisha B'Av, you think of Erech Manu. Because you don't care about the Chorban, you don't care about the Shekhinah. Yeah, but for me, it's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, Mamish. Azat Tosis, you can't get out of bed in the morning after Azat Tosis, yeah? I'm serious. I went to sleep last night, I was learning the Tosis in bed. And, oh, he's Spanish. What?
That's our excuse.
What?
We couldn't get out of bed.
The parents are coming yeshivish? Never, never. Yeah, nice and new. It's yours. So there are two kashas, obviously. So Agamor just collapsed. Why? Well, Agamor said that if I find chometz on Pesach, I can't make a bittul. Why not? It's not yours. Why not? It's wine. I can makash a lady with. I'm asking in a cynical, sarcastic way. Something that I can go be makadosh a lady with, I can't do bittul on. That's how I'm going to ask the kasha. The Gemara by Yos says, I can't make a bittul on it. I can't make the bittul. Why says you find chametz on Pesach? It's also no, you can't do bittul on it. Why? It's not yours. And a brishus or whatever brishus means. Who cares? What do you mean it's not yours? This piece of chametz, this Danish on Pesach, you can go and mekadesh a lady with it. Who said that? Tosfos Dachoftes. Tosfos Sukkushim. You can go mekadesh a lady with it if you can squeeze out. I mean, let's say I'm going to use the Danish not for the purposes of eating it. What do I use the Danish? I use the Danish as an eraser to wipe off the chalk off the off a chalkboard. They don't have that anymore. There's no chalk and there's no chalkboards anymore from what I see now. But what they do, they have these magic markers. No, they come off. No, they're big. In the real Chadarim, they have already screens with computers. That's where the kids turn on Amaratzim, because they're so advanced. That's a different topic. Akoponim, Nazulin Yenenu. So I decided to use the Danish.
So what can I do with the kidneys?
I'll explain to you a different time, yeah. Using the thing as an eraser. Okay, Shalika Dechana. It's worth a pruta. How much is an eraser worth? A pruta, please. See, go and cash a lady. Let him cash a lady. That means, make up your mind. The thing is yours or it's not yours. So why can't I go do bittul? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. The Gemara over here says that every... I mean, kasha number two is such a cynical kasha. The Gemara over here says that every time we have chametz on Pesach, says Rabbi Elazar, that means you should never be over by Rabbi Motzi. Why not? It's not yours. If I kasha, what do you mean it's not yours? It's not lecha. It's also about, what do you mean? You can kasha a lady with the Danish. Why shouldn't there be over by Rabbi Motzi? Two catastrophic kashas that you bought to stay before and toys of Chavtas, stay before and toys in Kedushin, that you can Makadish a lady with something that's also Bahano. So I have two kashas from Agamora. Hala Agamora twice said that it's not yours. Ligabi what? You can't be Mabalta by Kash. Why can't you Mabalta? And Satan's, why isn't that Sarkos? Why do you have to go on to Sarkos? It's yours. I said you. Chametz, which is mine, Ligabi making a Kedushin, is not mine for Chametz. Not mine for Bayero. What's the world apologizing for? Sarkos, give it a So it's a Marduk Amaisa I saw in the Blue Rebbe Kiv Eger's and the Chavtesim Bebeis, the first piece. In the Blue Rebbe Kiv Eger's, the New Rebbe Kiv Eger's, and the Chavtesim Bebeis, the first piece. You can look it up tonight. I didn't focus at it. In the New Rebbe Kiv Eger's, and the Blue Rebbe Kiv Eger's, and Chavtesim Bebeis, the first piece, they bring Rebbe Kiv Eger Miksaviat from manuscript. Who Mefurish asked the second Kasha and he says a Teretz. I'll explain soon. Yes, the second Kasha. He says, stay in this Tosis. That you mekadesh a lady with Yisrael, no. Stay in this place, that it's called yours. No, if it's called yours, so why aren't you everybody Rav Motze? What any asar kosa kid b'shusay? I'm Rav Loza shnei tvom, ain't a b'shusay shal adam v'asar kosa kid b'shusay. It's your chametz, I'll just get in a cynical way. Chametz that I can go be mekadesh a lady with, I'm not everybody Rav Motze. It's not called mine. A double fellow. The Loshan of Ricky Vager is, why don't you say that it's yours? What's the answer to these two kashas? What's the answer? Mitzadachor, we're seeing that there's a hechatimtsa that what? That legabi gives us a and this thing is called yours. And it's enough to go for a kasha lady. And yet the Gemara said, let's take one kasha at a time, okay? The first question is, why can you do it? It's yours. Is that question's a little bit easier? I would say that the answer to that question is like this. When you have an object, every object is aimed for its usages, correct? Let's say I have an oral or chametz. Chametz is aimed for its main usage is keder hanal. Every object is aimed for a certain purpose. It also has we'll call it a zaitig side shimosh of shalek der chano, but that's not its ikar purpose. So I have an object that mitzad its ikar shimosh, the chefetz is bottle, because the chefetz is not roy for its ikar shimosh, correct? Again, I have a chefetz, I have a chametz, I have a Danish. And the Danish that I found on Yom Tov is not roy for its ikar shimosh, for its ikar usage, for its ikar tachlis, which is eating. So it comes out that it's true that I do have a gevissa momentistic gebailus in the Danish. But the gevissa momentistic gebailus that I have is a zaita gezach, which is not the ikar usage of the object. I have it, use it as an eraser. So if I want to go with a Kaddish lady with the eraser of the thing, I'm giving her something. I own the eraser of the of the of the of the Danish. But the Danish itself, mitzad its ikur usage, I don't own. So I'm not a Bailum Gomer on the Zach. I'm a Bailum on the Zach. Look, I've been using it as an eraser. Man, I want to say a double poshut that when I talk about I want to go be mevatel something, so I'll say something very simple now. Not simple at all. Make a hair split. If I have a Danish on Yom Tov and I want to go be mekadesh a lady with the eraser kite of the Danish, I could, because I'm giving her something, an eraser. It's worth a pruta. And the Gabi being an eraser, I own it. But for Bittel, that's not enough. To go be Mevatel Lazach and say it very, very bluntly, and not be over by your own the object, it's not enough that you exercise your bailus on the Zeitige, trivial, tofel de kashimush of the Zach. But the Iker Zach itself, and the Iker Zach itself, klapi its Iker usage is paka de kashimush. And you don't have momentous in the Zach. You have a Zeitige usage. So it's true you have a momentous that's worth a prut in it. And it's true you can go be Merkadash a lady. But Bittu, you can't do it, because it's not going to save you from Bayer Rabbi Matzei. Because you have to be Mevatel the whole Chametz. And Klapi, we'll call it 90% of this object. When I say 90%, I don't mean the volume of the Danish. I mean 90% of the Bayalos of this object. Klapi, 90% of the Bayalos of this object, you don't have a right to make Bittu, correct? So it's true. You have a 10% financial interest in the Danish. And on that 10% interest, you can make a Bittu. That's not going to save you from Bayer Rabbi on the Danish. That's Emes Lamita. No, it's not going to help you. There's no middle bit of the Bayer Rabbi Matzah. There's no purpose in doing it. It's not going to help you. You can be Bayer Rabbi Matzah. That's what the Gemara says. You have to do the Bittel before Yantar, because if you're going to do the Bittel on Yantar, you can be Bayer Rabbi Matzah, because you have a Danish. You'll tell me, what do you mean the Danish is mine? Yeah, I'm saying Gemara the Kazakh. What do you mean the Danish is yours? The Danish, when I be Makadosh a lady, so I can tell the lady, I'm giving you the eraser part of the Danish. It's worth a pruta. Yeah, I own it, yes. But to go ahead and say that I'm not over by your own the Danish, I have to go be mevatel the Danish, k'moshe hu. 90% of the Danish I don't own. How can I go get myself out of Bayer Rabbi Matzei? Is sitting here a Danish that mitzad the ikur tachlis of the Danish, I wasn't gebatled. So legabi mekadesh a lady, all I need is to find where's the shomer pruta of the Danish. The shomer pruta of the Danish is that it could be an eraser. So I gave the lady an eraser, and the eraser kite of the Danish kite I own. But to go ahead and say that you're not going to be over by Rabbi Matzei, you have to cancel the entire Danish. 90% of the Danish, you don't have bailus over, because the ikur mohus of the Danish is what it's aiming for its use, which is to eat. And klapi eating and hanoi, you don't have a bailus on it. So you don't have the ability to go ahead, you can cancel the chelik of the Danish that you have bailus on, not the chelik of the Danish that you don't have bailus on.
I think you're stressing ikur tafel, which is the part I have, I don't know the whole thing.
You can say it like that, but it's more than that. If it would be the ikur usage, your stomach will be enough bailus to cancel the whole thing out. That's why I'm stressing the ikur and the tafel, okay? The bailus legabi a zait the gezach is not enough bailus to go cancel out the zach. That's niflam oed lamita shalter. 1 second. Now we get to question number 2, which Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked. That's the big idea. You get up and dance. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked the kasha. Now I have question number 2. Question number 2 is 1,000 times worse than question number 1. The other one agrees. Why? If the question is, why can't you be mevatel the Danish? You owe 10% of the Danish. Or I want to be more precise. I own the Danish legabi 10%. I thought that I own 10% of the Danish. Legabi 10% of the Danish, I own it. So you can tell me, you can't make bittel, but I'm going to ask if I got the shiloh. If I have an object that I own 10%, why do Belaz have to come on to Yilasos or Kosa Bishosoi? Halei, if it's enough lechah for Kedushin, it's not enough for Bayerolati, that is no shaykh's mechal to the first kash of the first set. The first kash I said, you own 10%, do bittel. He said, you know something? you did bittel on 10%, but there's still 90% of a Danish. Yeah, they didn't do bittel on that, you don't own. So let's buy Rabbi Matzah. But I'm a fakir the kasha now. Why do Rabbi Lazar have to come along and say, I own 10%. Let it be called Lecha. I'll ask it very cynically. If this Danish is enough mine to come to Merkadosh a lady, it's not enough for Bayerah. If this Danish is enough to go with a kaddish a lady? It's not enough for Vayiro. That's a new kasha. For Bittol, I can hear another way around. For Bittol, I need to have the whole, in order to not be over Vayiro on the Danish, I have to cancel the whole Danish. Our Becham is a gans of Danish. I only have 10% of the Danish. I only have the eraser kite of the Danish. And I'm asking if I can't the kasha. Why do Beloz have to come on to say, the Roman Rosh Hashanah, the Vasa Kosakil Rosh Hashanah? It's not yours. You have 10%. 10% is not enough for Lachol. That's a little bit weird. It's enough to go with a kaddish a lady. So let me be over by you on that 10%. You hear the way I'm asking it? Let me be over by you on that 10%. We have to come on to Sarkot and Rishus. I have 10%. Let me be over on the 10% of 10% of the Danish is Lachol. This Kasha B'Kivegar asks, by the way. This Kasha B'Kivegar asks. B'Kivegar in the blue, B'Kivegar asks this Kasha. He says, what after Kamantas or Kosakila Bushusai? You have a bailus legabi the Shalekidarcha, no, it's worth a pruta. Because it's worth a pruta, you have a bailus, etc., 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 etc. So what after Kamantas or Kosakila Bushusai? I can't tell you, he's not enough Bittul. That's the answer why Bittul doesn't work. I'm asking if I can't tell you now. If in this Danish I have enough to go with a Kashalei, I have a Kudeshusli, why am I not buying Robin Matsi? I can't hear you. First of all, two things are not connected to each other. He said 90% would be enough, but so what? So Zucker, what do you call it? Rabbi Levi. You have to say, not a big guilt to what you're saying, you'll have to say, the 10% is not enough for buyer of Matzah. You have to have the whole object. That's what, did I answer? Did I say it over? It's not a key after that. It's not a riot, by the way. Why can you? That's a centurion question. Ask him. That's a classic. I have to go to the street. Yeah, what he said? No, you have to hear a different base medrash. It's not my base medrash, but it's very interesting. He said, "I was right by the merkaj, the lady with the eraser shabbos. Erasers aren't helmets." Did I understand you correctly? Akoponim, yeah. No, I'm disbarred from it. Akoponim, again, what? No, yes. It's not the wrong part of the kashim. Okay, it's interesting. So it's interesting, Rabbi Kivegar, the blue Rabbi Kivegar, he says, like, leave me. He doesn't say why. He says, not fair. It's not cool, Moments. Yeah, I want to go cash a lady with. Also, the way Rabbi Kivegar is. The lawyer mean on the Bikri Shaloi. It's not called yours because you have this and this usage. It's not called yours. You know, Eisen? I want to say for a Basher, a Tifer Azach, but now that I see Rabbi Kivegar didn't say it, so I see that Rabbi Kivegar said like him, that's not 10% is not enough to be called yours. Unless Rabbi Kivegar meant to say what I'm going to say now, what I want to say for a Basher, he said a Tifer Azach. This is what he said. He said, what do you want to do? You want the 10% of the Shalik of the Rechano to make a Shechof of Ayurah Memotze. He said a very, very Tifer Var. He said like this. Why talk is chametz aser on Pesach by Rav Motzi? So a lot of Achronim, maybe it's Merumas and Rishonim, say that it's an extension of the Isra Achila, Isra Hanoah of chametz. It means chametz is so aser, it's so treif, it's so chazer treif to eat it, it's so chazer treif to have enough from it. You have to distance yourself from it completely. You can't even have it in your house. It's an extension of the Isra Achila. It's not absolutely in Stam that chametz abracadabra. You're not allowed to have a thing called chametz in your house. It's an extension of the Isra of chametz. We already spoke about it once before, that's all one package. I mean, chametz is so usur, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to be netted from it, you're not even have it around. Do I mean to say that's a gzeira the raisa because you might come to eat it? I'm not saying that much, but you can say it like that if you want to say it like that. But either way, the isur shehiyah, the isur to hold chametz, the isur bayrov and motze, is a tutsah of the isurim of the object. Said Rav Asher, vivalt bayrov and motze is a tutsah of the isurim of the object. What are the Yisurim of the object? Achilo, Hano. Klapi the Yisurim of the object, it's not yours. Because the Yisurim of the object are the Derech Hano. The Yisurim of the object and Achilo. And Klapi those Dinim, It's not yours, because it's Esther Sabahana. Said Rav Asher, what usage of the object are causing the Isra Bayra? The usage of the object that's causing the Isra Bayra is the regular usage. The Torah says the regular usages are Asr. And therefore, we're going to go a step further and say Bayra Lematzeh. But those usages are not the usages that make it yours. So you can't go tell me that the 10% using the Danish as an eraser makes a L'chol Agavi Bayra. Because it's not the usage of the eraser that creates the iser, it's the usage of the achila lehanot that creates the iser. And klapi the achila lehanot, it's not yours. So klapi that, it's not called lecha. The macholas asurois of the chametz is not lecha. The eraser kind is called lecha. I don't mean to say what you meant, that therefore it's not called chametz. I'm saying something else. I'm saying that the nekuda of the zach that it's usher to eat is not. It can't cause Bal Yirah because it has to be a Lechot Dika Machalas Asuris, and the Machalas Asuris Shavoy is not Lechot. The eraser of it is called Lechot. Rabbi Kiv Eger doesn't say that, by the way. Rabbi Kiv Eger just says, Lav Mamayinu. He doesn't say why. Rabbi Kiv Eger asked the Kasha. He doesn't say that. One second.
Why do you need that to tell us?
Because that's the Siva for this. The whole Isra Bayirah stems from the fact that it is Machalas Asuris, and so I need the Lecha as a prat in the Isra of the Zach. It has to be a Zach that the Machalas Asuris is a Lecha, Dika Machalas Asuris. And Klap in Machalas Asuris, it's not called Lecha. Keeper 8. Oh, the Kovach Shabbos Kedish, I'm going to end off with two fascinating topics. Take out your sheets from today. Places asked, what's that kid? You're not listening. Listen to Murray the Gazach. I want to hear what that one says. Nope, you're not listening. I'm not listening. That was not listening. Ready? I gave you guys two call-outs today already. It's enough for a year. Yeah. Listen carefully. Places asked enough of Tesla and Bayes two kashas. Why every chometz? Why is the lady not with two kashas? Kasha and Agamor. A, it's put to shalik at Arhano. B, you'll take the Afer. The Rishonim and Kedushin Daf and Vav also asked the kasha from Afer. They ask, why is the lady not with two kashas? It's not worth the kudash, it's worth the kudash. I can use it. Either Shalikid Echano. We're going to focus now the next 2 minutes on the Efer. We'll take the Arla, we'll take the Chametz, you burn it, and the Efer will move it. So the lady's getting something. I'm going to ask the same Kash over again. What do you mean the lady's getting something, but it's not mine? The answer is Legabi Efer, it's mine. By the way, we can look at Efer as a Shalikid Echano. Right now, it's not Efer, but I can turn it into ashes and then it'll be moving. Look inside the Rizwa that I printed out for you. What's the Rizwa answer? I want to stop here, I say big raid here, as the gates of the Hashlama the whole week. What is the Ritva answer? The Lashon of the Ritva. You have it inside? Look inside. The Ritva and Kedushin Daf and Vav. Look at the Ritva. Chi Tema. Akati. Now look inside. Arei all of the Klai Akerim and Anisrof Mimei. The Kaimel of the Chol Anisrof. Ephron Butter. Evi Dovar Shalomim. So the lady's getting something. She's getting something that she'll burn, she'll take care of her and use it to fertilize the field. Okay, Umayri Tiritz, who's Mayri the Ra? Tafili Yeshba Afran Shava Pruta, given the hash the lesbud in moment and Mukudashas. He says like this. Right now the Afer does not right now there's no Afer here. So right now the Orla of the Chometz doesn't have any value, right? The Chisorafle the Varinu, and when you're gonna burn it, it's gonna turn into Afer, Lavdi Deinu. It's not going to be your Afer. Yeah, Teretz? He says, you're not giving the lady anything. Why not? Today, the Danish is worthless. Aye, when it's going to turn into Afer, it's going to be worth something. The Afer won't belong to her. Why won't it belong to her? Because the Chisar flew about the Danish, it's not yours. So who's the Afer going to belong to? The Afer is not Komotor. That means it's not a Danish anymore, it's ashes. But who's the ashes going to belong to? Hefker. So the lady didn't get anything to you. The Danish is not worth anything. Elamai, I'm giving her a financial value called Afer, which is, we'll call it the 10%, but she's never going to get it. Why not? Because when it's going to become Afer, it won't be yours. Well, it won't be yours. Because right now it's not yours. You burn it. What's Oyel's response to such a ritual? Can I ask you a question? She has a new teretz on Afer. The teretz is not Balabatish, the teretz is not this. The reason why the lady is not Mukudesh is why? Tesis says, Otash is Terutzim. It's not worth a Prut of Peshmeh. What's the answer? The answer is that the Afer is never going to be hers. I have a question. Why is the Afer not going to be hers, by the way? I was Mekadosh the lady with the ashes of the Danish. Why is the Afer not going to be here? What? No, I'm here. I can't hear you. No, that's how he means. He means that when the lady's going to burn it, that's not what he's saying. No, I'm taking it for what he means to say is that I'm not giving you. Oh, it doesn't make slightest difference, by the way. You say this, so it's not my ashes, fine. But why is it not? Okay, fine, I'll accept that. So it's not the ashes of the Mekadosh. It doesn't make it the slightest difference. And why is it not the ashes of the Mekadosh? One second, time out. Why is it. A mistake, you think. Why is it not the ashes of the Mekadosh? One second, he's right. I apologize. It's not the Mekadosh. I mean, if the Mekadosh, if the man will burn the Danish, he won't get the Afer. It's Hefer. Why is the Afer not his, by the way? Slowly. One second. Why is the Afer not his? Why is the Afer not his? So I only know one answer. You know what the answer is why the Afer is not yours? Because the Danish is not yours. And when you burn a Danish that's not yours, then the Afer is not yours. Is another problem. Why is the Afer not yours? Because it's ashes of a Danish that you don't own. As they state before us in Avni Meluyim, in Simon Chav Chesiv Kotten Tezvov. In Avni Meluyim, in Simon Chav Chesiv Kotten Tezvov, he brings a riot to his big Chakira. Is Isser Hano Eina Shaloi? Or is Isser Hano what? And a Bershusa. He says, I have a riot from this Ritva. The Ritva answered that the Afer, you can't be Mekadosh with the ashes. Why? Because the ashes won't be yours. Why not? Because the Danish is not yours. How could the ashes be yours? So the ashes will be mutter, but it's not coming from the husband, because it's not his. What's fair? So what's fair on that? And now you're leaving Zariah from this Ritva. That way, what's fair on that? What? No. Like say? No. Not too much like that. What about the ashes? Forget what you're like there. Okay? No. I understand you. It's a steer's ritva. Ritva says in Sukkah that if a guy is in Eser Gavarla, what's it in? It's called Lachem. So the ritva says by also nothing involving Kedushin that you can't be a Mekadosh lady with a Danish that's going to turn into Afer. Why? Because the Afer won't be yours. Zokta Avnei Miluyim himself. What's the reason? Because it's a raya that the Ritva holds. Yeah? It's a raya that the Ritva holds what? That Dovah Sosabana is in a shaloi, so the ashes can't be any better. The Ritva holds in Sukkah that it's called Lachem, it's called yours, so the ashes should be yours. Why did Avni Uluim himself ask the Stira? I already said earlier that Avni Uluim quoted a Rajba in Sukkah Daflamidei. He didn't know that it was the Ritva. Avni Uluim himself thought that the Ritva on Sukkah was the Rajba, because that's what was printed in his days. But today we know that what he had as the Rajba in Sukkah is not the Rajba, it's the Ritva. So there's a humongous stira in the Ritva. Is something which also b'hanoah called shaloi, it's called not shaloi. Ritva says before, she can be right to Esther. So why is the Afer not yours? Yeah, go to a lady, give her a Danish, she'll take the Danish, she'll burn it, turn it to Afer, she got it. That's a humongous horror. Number two. The Rajba over there in Kedushin Daf Mevav says a different teretz on Afer. What does he answer? Look in your sheets again. He says such a long dish of teretz. The Rajba says, the Rajba doesn't deal with the Shalakid Echano. He deals, what about the Afer? It's going to be Afer. Look inside the sheet. Look at the Rajba. The Imishum Efron. Look at this teretz. Ha'enom v'oilom. The Afer's not around. U'lechikoli leki gufach rina domi. He argues on the Ritva. He says, no, this is what you have a Kaddish with the Afer. The Afer is yours. But right now it's not here. It's Dov Shalab Olaylam. Because when you're going to burn the Chametz, that's a new guf that arrives on the scene. You're not being a Kaddish lady. You're being a Kaddish lady with a Danish. What do you want the Kaddish to be called? With the ashes, right? That's a Dov Shalab Olaylam. It's a new guf. Frekter Akasha, I did in his Vafakaf, the Sikhne Perak Omer, Harei Amu Kaddish, the Lachash is Gayer. Yeladik b'mekadosh yisof lachash es gadr. A lot of your guy can go to a lady and say, I want to be mekadosh you when I become a yid. He says, over there, no. Over there, it's the same body, the same guf. Avakancha guf l'shtanah l'gamri, no. Can I say no? The reason why Efer is no good is because the reason why the Efer is no good is why? Why is the Efer no good? Why is the Efer no good? The answer is because it's a Dabba Shalom Alaylam. One second. It's a Dabba Shalom Alaylam. It's a Dabba Shalom Alaylam. Right now it's not here. When you burn it, and there'll be Efer is Pano Chadosh Ba'olokan. But right now it's not here in the world. You can't be Merkadosh. I can be Merkadosh on a new thing called a Yid or Goy. Yeah, but the same body, the same guy. He's already here. One second. Mashenke, in the case of the Danish, right now you're giving her a Danish. When you get to hold her, she's going to get Efer out of it. Efer's not here. So don't show the ball. You can't Merkadosh it. Have a more than Kakash. I was stated that if not for that problem, I could be Merkadosh with the Efer. See, he obviously holds that what? That the Efer belongs to who? Who does the Efer belong to? What? Belongs to the guy. He doesn't say that it falls terrible that the Efer is not yours. That it goes to Hefker. He holds that the Efer obviously belongs to you, and therefore his only terrors on the Kasha of Efer was a Hulam the Shatar. The Efer is not here now. So it's part of Chadosh's Boilukan. So have a reason for Kasha. The Rashi says all of Rashas, five places, the things which are also Bahanara in a Shaloi. I have a reverse theory. The Rashi holds all over that things which are also Bahanara are called Eina Shaloi. They're not yours. So if they're not yours, how in the world does the Efer become yours? I mean, in the Ritva, I'm asking a reverse theory. The Ritva says that the Efer is not yours. What do you mean? Why is the Efer not yours? The Ritva is the one who holds that Yisurah are not yours. The Rashba holds all of our shops, it's five places in Chuvis and in Adorim. He says explicitly, it's Einish Alei, you can't be Yitzel Lachem. It's not yours. It's not yours at all. It's not yours. Your kids are not. You're Yarshin it, by the way. The Rashba says in Chuvis that if somebody has Yisurah, no, his kids don't Yarshin it. So I don't understand. So what's he asking from Efer? It's not yours. What does he answer? A whole fancy word. That you'll turn it into Efer, but Efer is a part of Chadosh's Bolokan. Efer is a new thing. It's a double shalom. What do you have to come on to that for? It's not yours, therefore. I don't understand. The Danish is not yours. It's Einar Shaloi. How does the Efer become yours? Magic? The Danish today is Einar Shaloi. Isn't the Ritva? I'm asking the serial all the way around. The Ritva says that the ashes are not yours. Frank Hakasha, why not? But the Danish is yours. And the Rajma is the other way around. The Rajma says that the reason why you can't be Merkash with the ashes is because the ashes is a new thing. We have to come on to that for. How did the ashes become yours? The Danish is not yours. What do you have to answer? I have no something the answer is. That we say that the ashes, the Danish is not yours, doesn't mean that the Siba for the Baal is not around. Do you remember earlier in this man we spoke this out? I asked the Kasha in the beginning, I want to put down on the table something we spoke earlier in this man. A guy has chametz. During Pesach, it's also Bahana. It says, Rashi, it's Eina Shaloi. After Pesach, does he have to make a new kinyan in it? We spoke about this, remember? Makar Chayim, Simen Tov Memches. So I'm going to repeat the Kasha again now. Why? A guy had vomit. Pesach is Eina Shaloi. Frege HaKasha, so comes after Pesach. He never heard of Zachumra that a guy has to go be Zeicha in his chametz again, correct? He has to make a kinyan in the chametz. Why not? It was Eina Shaloi for 7 days. It was Park of the Bibles. Hey, what's the answer, by the way? You know the answers? Well, you never heard such a Zach. There's the Pesach, a guy, when it goes by, he has to go ahead and be Zach from the Chametz again, okay? By the way, why not? Anybody know? The Chametz was also my mom. It was Bibles. What could be the answer to that, Shiloh? Say something new. I'm done. I'm just going to cash it. It's an ungenomen and developed, and you never heard such a thing before, and that when Pesach goes over, it was also bound off in 7 days, you have to Pesach, have to go be sent for. What do you mean? It's initially. Puck of the Bibles. What's the answer, by the way?
He owns it.
I don't know what that means, but it's Puck of the Bibles. What's the Bibles? It's Elise. I don't care. But it was Puck of the Bibles. It's not mine anymore. It's not mine. Ain't no Shaloi. I can't do Biddle. I don't know what that means. Same words. Say better. What's the answer to this Lom to Shakasha, by the way?
He owns it, Linyan the Hedra, after Pesach.
I don't know what that means.
You can own it, Linyan the Upper, so why can't you own it, Linyan the Hetzer after Pesach?
So what? But I missed it. It's not mine anymore. Is what I believe is the Lom to Shetaz. Maybe it's what you're trying to say the whole time. Shteta Piki Soy. That even though it's not yours during Pesach, but the Siba for the Bailas is still intact. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. After Pesach, how does it bounce back to you? if during Pesach, Eina Shalai means the Siva for the Vowels is parked by the ball game's over, so the ball game's over, how could you have to Pesach, it bounces back into your Roshos? What you have to say is a weird Zach, Mechodesh Nekazach, that Hagam, the Bailos itself is parked, but the Siva for the Bailos is still intact. Atkidekach, that the minute that the Yondo of Pesach goes over, it goes back by default into me. Because the blockage I don't have. If that's true, so then I can understand the Rajma. The Rajma Taka holds its Eina Shalai. But the Afer is mine. Yes, Akash, how could the Afer, how could it be a riddle? A Danish that's Eina Shalai, the Afer is yours. How could that be? Murray, like a riddle. How could it be that Afer of a Danish that's not yours, how could such a Danish be what he called? So we have to say that the Siva for the Vitalist is still hanging in the air over here. So the same reason why after the Yaltav, I don't have to come back to my Siskiya. So for the same reason, the Afer is mine. Anyway, the Siva for the Vitalist is the same Siva that he had till now because I owned it. Because I bought it once. Okay, I asked it from my father. Whatever the Siva for the Vitalist was, Yesh Laim was a hater. So what do we speak about today? Let's go over again, quickly. It's like, so we'll go over this. All the other activities are on schedule as usual. The Shartev Roslachas, due to a tremendous amount of Mujerai, so at 11 o'clock, there'll be a gathering for the Younger Light shop at 11 o'clock on time. Bli Neder, B'Shartev Roslachas, Bli Neder. 11:30 be the regular Shmuz. I'm talking about tomorrow morning. On Shabbos afternoon to be the regular Make Shabbos Afternoon Great Again program. I don't know if it was ever great. We can great.